Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 12:37. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. It's the Shaletta Show, sponsored by Otto Bremer Trust. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Now, today at 3 o'clock, there is a meeting in Brooklyn Center. What's it all about? What's happening? How does it impact you if you live in any Edina or Frogtown or Rondo? What impacts one of us has an impact on all of us. We're seeing that now. And so, as Dante Wright's family is still mourning his loss, today at 3 o'clock, there's a meeting, Brooklyn City Council. And Mayor Elliott is there at that meeting, and he is here on the Shaletta Show. Mayor Elliott, thank you so much for being on the program.
Yes, thank you for having me.
How's everything going in the city? The last time I was there, it was explosive. I know things are calmed down, but, you know, the people that I have talked to, they're still hurting. They're still in mourning. They're still in shock. There's still a loss.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I got a chance to visit with Dante's parents just a couple of days ago, and it was a real reminder of just how much they're still grieving. And we as a community, we are still grieving the loss of Dante and what it means for our community. And so we've had the opportunity over the past several weeks to listen to the community. We've had several listening sessions in healing circles, and the community have come out and they have said to us very clearly, enough is enough. It's time for action. It's time for change. They're looking for meaningful, real change that's going to set us on a new North Star, that's going to help us transform our public safety so that everybody in our community feels safe. And so that's what we're embarking on. Heard you mention that the council is meeting today at 3 o'clock at the Heritage Center here in Brooklyn Center. It's going to be a historic opportunity for our city elected leadership to really come together around a set of transformative change that's going to really help us make sure we have other alternatives besides police when our community is in need. We're looking to expand our toolbox in terms of the kind of responses that are available for us. And so just a real quick, before I forget, the meeting is at 3 o'clock. It's at the Heritage Center, which is at 6155 Earl Brown Drive in Brooklyn Center. 6155 Earl Brown Drive.
We're talking to Mayor Mike Elliott in Brooklyn Center. There is a meeting today at 3 o'clock. There is a resolution. You had these listening sessions. What do people want in Brooklyn Center from their leaders, their elected officials in their police department? What were you hearing from your residents?
We heard from our residents that they want unarmed traffic enforcement so that what happened with Dante doesn't happen again. They said they want more mental health resources so that when there's a mental health crisis somewhere in the city, in a home, for instance, it's not a police officer with a gun that shows up. Rather, it's a team of mental health professionals that can talk to that person and help them through that crisis. And we've seen this type of model in action. I think in Eugene, Oregon, there's a CAHOOTS program that has some 27,000 calls per year. They call for police backup 1% of the time, and they've had no deaths. And they've been, I think, operating that program for several decades now. It's been very successful.
Now, I know that you all have come up with this resolution. What is this resolution going to call for? What kind of change are we going to see immediately with this proposal?
That's a very good question. So there's some change that's going to be immediate. Some will be midterm. Some will be longer term. Immediately, we're going to implement a citation and summons policy for low-level non-felony offenses. So for low-level offenses, police aren't going to be arresting people. They're going to give them a ticket. So, for instance, Dante would have been given a ticket instead of them trying to arrest him. So that's going to happen right away. We're also going to give some directives around what types of other low-level offenses that the police can enforce and cannot enforce within the bounds of Minnesota law. And then right away, we're going to create an implementation committee that's going to start putting in place some of the larger pieces of the resolution. One of the things that the resolution does is that it creates a Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention, and that department is going to be led by a professional who has a background other than law enforcement, a background that includes a kind of social service background. So they'll have a really good or behavioral health background. So they have a real good understanding of human behavior. And then that department is going to oversee, that director will oversee the police department, the fire department, and these other two new departments we're creating, which is one is the civilian traffic, unarmed traffic enforcement department that's going to focus on low-level, non-moving violations, along with our community response department. And that department in particular is going to really focus on, okay, what are the types of community response teams and programs that we can put in place that arise out of the community and that we know are going to make a big difference, that if they show up, the community trusts them, and they are working proactively, engaged on a daily basis in violent crime prevention, intervening in situations that might otherwise escalate, and really working to build relationships within the community in situations that might otherwise escalate, and really working to build relationships within the community.
Now, this all sounds good on paper. Tell me why the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association, Law Enforcement Labor Services, Minnesota Sheriff's Association, the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association all sent letters to you and the city council urging you to reconsider the resolution. Tell me what was in those letters, and I need your reaction to their concerns.
Yeah, so what they expressed in the letter is some concerns around police not being able to arrest people for things that they should be able to arrest them for, like drunk driving or domestic abuse. Now, we're sure that even under this resolution, police are still going to be able to make arrests for those things, for those types of crimes that are required by state law for them to make arrests for. As far as, you know, when I read the letter, as far as I can tell, that's really their primary concern, mm-hmm. is that police should still be able to arrest people for those types of crimes. And we're obviously going to make sure that that continues. And we're going to make sure that whatever the policies that we're putting in place, in fact, the resolution says that all of the policies we put in place from the resolution must fit, it must meet Minnesota state law, and it must meet the Brooklyn Center city charter as well. And we've got prosecutors, our own city prosecutors, we've got our city attorneys that are working through the what the policy actually is going to be that's going to be issued following the resolution. So we're going to make sure everything is lawful. You know, that's all I'll say about that, except for, you know, we have been in communication with our own police department, and we've gotten their feedback on the resolution, and as far as we can tell, they're excited about components of the resolution, like the mental health response team, some of the other components of the resolution. They also expressed some concerns about them being able to make those types of arrests, and we're addressing all of those concerns. Our city attorney has given us the green light. The mm-hmm. resolution is sound. The mm-hmm. resolution is legal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna move forward, and we're not going to give in to fear. Mm-hmm. We're not going to give in to fear mongering and inciting the public and making everybody feel like they should be afraid of what is happening in Brooklyn Center. We've centered the voices of Brooklyn Center community members. They've come and they've spoken. Already, none of the police live in Brooklyn Center that work in Brooklyn Center. And I don't believe any of the members of or any of the associations that sent us letters live in Brooklyn Center either. But we're focusing on the people who live in Brooklyn Center. We're putting their safety needs first. And what we're doing is just creating more options. We're putting more tools in the toolbox. Police will still be there. They'll still do what they're trained to do. They don't want to be going on these mental health calls either. So they'll have the opportunity to do more of what they're trained to do. And then our community members will have more resources, more options available. So when you call, you know, with a mental health crisis, it's not the police that responds. It's mm-hmm. somebody that's more appropriate. So that's what we're doing here in Brooklyn Center. We're creating a safer community.
We're talking to Mayor Mike Elliott of Brooklyn Center. They have a special session on community safety today from 3 to 6 over at the Heritage Center on Earl Brown Drive in the city of Brooklyn Center. You know, this meeting is going to be 3 hours. Who's showing up?
Well, the community has shown up. We've had about, I think, 6 listening sessions, community mm-hmm. listening sessions,
mm-hmm.
and community has shown up. You know, I imagine maybe some folks who otherwise oppose the resolution might show up today more so, but you know, I encourage everybody to show up and be able to speak, because we'll have an opportunity for people to voice, you know, their support or concerns about the resolution. But, you know, we're encouraging people to show up. If you care about public safety and you want to see change and transformation, you need to make your voice heard, because that makes a big difference.
And we are talking again to Mayor Mike Elliott from Brooklyn Center. They'll be discussing the Dante Wright and Kobe Dimmock Heisler Community Safety and Violence Prevention Resolution today from 3 to 6 at the Heritage Center on Earl Brown Drive in Brooklyn Center. Mayor, I know you have to go, but I thank you so much for giving us your time, talking about this meeting and what it means to the community of Brooklyn Center.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity, and we're hoping and praying that today goes very well.
Yeah, we want the best for you because we know that what affects you affects us as well. And all of us want the same things. That's what I keep telling people. We all want to be safe. We all want to feel like we can trust the police. We all want to feel like we can call 911 and somebody's who is going to come and help us and not hurt us. Nobody wants to have an anxiety attack because they got a headlight out and they got to drive home from work, or, you know, be so concerned that something is hanging from the rearview mirror of their car that it might get them shot. Nobody wants to live life like that. And so anything that we can do to get us to a place where we are all feeling a sense of safety and not living in a world where, you know, we're afraid to take our hands off 10 and 2 when we're driving, it is good for all of us. So thank you all so much for sharing the work that you're doing. And we'll stay abreast and keep our listeners posted about that meeting today. We appreciate your time.
All right. Please show up. Even if you don't plan to say anything, just your body in the room is going to make a big difference. Thank you.
All right. And, you know, we are making a difference on this radio station, bringing you shows like this, talking to people like Mayor Mike Elliott, so that you stay informed and connected to everything going on here in the Twin Cities. We'll be right back.